There are many different visions of the Promised Land, but for some people, it would definitely have streets with no cars roaring by. In car-crazy Michigan, there's actually such a place, Mackinac Island in Lake Huron, where the two peninsulas of Michigan meet, is the only city in the U.S. without any motorized vehicles on the streets. Cars were banned by city ordinance in 1898. Thousands of tourists get around in horse-drawn taxi cabs, but the island's commitment to a unique way of life has been threatened by its own success. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports from Mackinac Island.
Mackinac Island was first settled by Native Americans, then the French, then the British, finally the Americans, before it became a tourist attraction of quaint shops along streets lined with lilacs. Over 400 horses convey the tourists who come to experience a trip into the past, but there are some things that modern tourists are not prepared to experience. Bill Chambers is general manager of the island's horse-drawn taxi cab company.
30 years ago, people didn't mind crossing the street and that it was, and there was manure on the street. They didn't think about it. People today in 2002 are very, very offended by horse manure and the smell.
The island has seasonal laborers who shovel horse manure from the streets. That's how Chambers employee Tom Palmer spends his days.
Yeah, sometimes I gotta get my knife off my belt and scrape her up a little bit.
But nowadays, with so much manure, there's a limit to how much human labor can do.
It gets pretty sloppy when the rain comes. And then it's not too good. But I'm almost done. Got a couple more piles. Almost lunchtime.
Manure from the horses was becoming such a big problem, the city council was ready to allow motor-driven street sweepers to keep the streets clean. But Bill Chambers saw that as the first step that could jeopardize his horse-drawn cab business along with the island's way of life. He was determined not to let that happen. Chambers knew that Studebaker had made horse-drawn street sweepers at the turn of the century, so he enlisted the help of a local inventor, and together they modified Studebaker's original designs with just a little help from the 20th century. The long gray-painted sweeper looks like an antique farm machine. Drawn by a team of horses, the machine's brushes sweep manure into a bin as it moves along.
We also have a small motor on this vehicle only to help turn the brush, because there's so many hills on Mackinac. Otherwise, the brush is turned with the gears and chains on the wheels, so as the wheels turn, it turns the brush.
Next comes the horse-drawn street sprinkler. It's a 500-gallon water barrel made of glossy finished wood atop large wheels painted green, red, and yellow. The sprinkler washes dust and remaining bits of straw from the streets.
What we did was put a massive battery pack on it, and we put it under pressure, so we flush at about 60 pounds of pressure per square inch.
So it's an old invention, but there's some 20th
century. Reinvented the wheel is what we've done here.
The machines are more efficient than the original Studebaker machines, but horses still lead the way. Chambers says the machines have let Mackinac Island stay true to a slow-paced way of life where no one can really hurry anywhere. The streets are cleaner, there's less smell, and every ferry trip from the mainland to the island brings loads of tourists ready for a trip through time. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton on Mackinac Island.